everyone. Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. If you've read the title of this episode, you know that there's someone back again. And I'm so excited because anytime somebody can come back on the podcast and be a guest co-host, returning guest co-host, I think you get like a jacket or a special prize after like 5 visits to the show. So we're working our way there. I love it. Adina's here on the podcast. We're going to be talking about her show. I love her podcast. I love everything she does. She brings light into the room and her smile. It's off the charts. Adina, hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. Glad to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Right? You're back.
You're back. Number three.
You're 2 more to go and you get the prize. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to come up with something, but 2 more to go. It's great. Welcome back. Let everybody know, first time hearing your voice, where are you, and talk about your podcast.
This is Adina Johnson, and I am the host of Black Butterfly, Black Pearls podcast. And that is with my friend of over 45 years. Her name is Bridget. And we are seasoned women. I am a retired psychology professor. So every time I podcast, I bring in research to support what we're talking about. So, of course, every time I come here, I bring research as well. And I keep Dave on his toes with the research.
100%. Yeah. And I'm always nervous when we hit record because I have no idea where we're going with this, but it's going to be fun. And I'm going to learn stuff about myself just by having you on the show. So I'm excited. I'm excited. And thank you for coming back again. This is great for me. I love this.
Oh, thanks for having me. I need my day fix. When I haven't been on in a while, I have to go in and say, I'm coming on.
Okay. I love it. I did some math yesterday. Fun with math. Okay, here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I went through all of my episodes for my 8 different podcasts, and I totaled up how many episodes I have. I didn't even know. Somebody asked me, and I'm like, I have no idea. And this is from like over 4.5 years of podcasting, okay?
Yeah.
8 podcasts, 4.5 years. I'll ask you, just take a shot in the dark. What do you think? How many total episodes over 4 years do you think I've produced? Just to guess. What do you think?
Wow. 8.
8 podcasts, 4
times
years.
Times 4. Was it always 8?
No. So they're at different times. They've all started at different times. So some are like, one podcast is less than a year old. One I've had for 4 years.
So
they're all different stages.
I say 1,000.
Very good. 1,033 episodes. Right? That's a good guess. See? Look at that. I knew. We're like on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
I love that. So yeah, and then I put a question out to my audience. I'm like, how many episodes do you have? Share your episode number. What episode number are you at? Let's celebrate. If you have 1 episode, if you have 10,000 episodes, whatever. I'd love to hear how many episodes you have. So for you, Adina, how many episodes do you have for your
podcast? Well, on Black Butterfly, Black Pearls, we have 55 episodes. We started 2023. In August. So we're almost at a year coming up in a couple months. In 4 months, we'll be at a year. Now, I do have the YouTube channel, and I want to say we had about 45 episodes on our YouTube channel, my husband and I. And then he's getting ready to start a podcast with Financial Independence, which is totally different wheelhouse. And so I'll be producing that one.
Sweet. I want to know about that. And we'll have to have him on the show in the future to promote his podcast as well.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. He's been in that space. I retired last year. He will retire in the near future. And good. So that's part of what the Financial Independence World is, the FI group.
Mm.
And so he's going to speak at one of their conferences coming up. He spoke at a couple of the conferences being on the panel, but he has an actual class that he's going to teach coming up.
Nice. Amazing. Yeah. And you're going to be the producer.
Well, I've started producing episodes for him already because I'm ready for him to get going.
Nice. Look at you. You're going to be like in charge running the ship. This is great. I love it. Good stuff.
Well, because I produced Black Butterfly, Black Pearls, and I produced our YouTube channel, and our YouTube channel was going on for 4 years. So, yeah, I've been producing for, I guess, about 5 years now.
Nice. Amazing. Okay. So, any tips for a new podcaster and what it takes to produce your show? You got some great insights. Come on.
I think it's so important to have more than enough content, because if one topic goes flat, just go to the next one. So not to prolong it, but over prepare, I think. is important to over-prepare. And I think that's part of where the research comes in, because even if some of the topics go flat, go right to the research. Go on and do something else. And see, research, because I was a psychology professor for 20 years, research is second nature for me. So It just really works for me. And if there is a lull in conversation or in the topics, then, you know, move to something else, pivot.
Okay. So on the topic of research, somebody that I had on my show recently shared a new AI tool. There's a new AI tool every 5 seconds. But this one is called Perplexity.ai. And it's kind of like all the other ones, except it gives you all of the source data for where it's pulling from. Whether it's an article, a video, a podcast, a book, a speaker, and it actually gives you the website address where it pulled its information from. And I actually went in and typed in 4 tips for a new podcaster. All right. That's something very basic in general like that. It came back with 4 tips. And every one of them was cited, so I could click on it and go right to where it pulled the information from, right to the section where it was pulled from. It's amazing. And then there's a video component. I clicked on the video. My podcast showed up as a source on my own search. Yeah, the How to Podcast series, an episode number and everything. And I'm like, what is this crazy stuff? So it's called Perplexity.ai. It's brand new. And for you that loves research and source material, I just think it's a nice little add-on to what you do, because you're very analytical. You know exactly how you research. Maybe just play with it and just kick the tires and see what you think. I'd love to get your feedback on a future episode of it, what you think of it, because AI is everywhere. And if there's any part of it that we can leverage in our podcast creation to make things easier, especially if we're a solo podcaster, anything that can help us kind of do better content, I think is great. Because like for me, I only know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to do 4 tips for a great podcaster, I might have an idea of the 4 things I want to talk about, but it might give me a result back that might be maybe 5 tips, maybe an extra one I didn't think about, and go, oh, I want to research that, and I want to know more about that extra tip that I didn't even think about. And then be able to give my audience better content because I've done my homework. So your thoughts, what, like AI, are you touching that at all in your research?
Honestly, AI, my husband is a computer programmer. AI is how I got Black Butterfly, Black Pearls, the name of my podcast. Because I asked him, I said, well, I don't know what I want the podcast to be named. This was, you know, during the beginning phases. So he said, well, let's ask AI. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, because he's in that world. He's been a computer programmer for about 25 years now. And so I was like, okay, whatever. He wants to ask AI, and it gave me some good insight. And I was like, wow. And then it did give me some topics in the beginning, but I kind of veered away from those topics. But I did get my podcast name from AI.
There you go. So yesterday I used it because I was doing an episode around what we're going to talk about today, around engagement. And whenever I hear the word engage, even though I'm not a huge nerd of the show about it by any means, but on Star Trek, that's how they would engage, right? You hear the guy sitting there and be like, okay, engage. And then would take off, right? So I'm like, that word engage, that's something that I wanted to talk about on my show, how we engage with our audience, how they engage with us. So I just, in my mind, I had that word in my head. So I went to Perplexity and I said, take the opening script from the episodes and reword it into podcasting terms. So it rewrote the entire intro to Star Trek and made it a podcast instead. So, you know, instead of going space, the final frontier, it went podcasting, the final frontier. And it went on and on and on and did the whole and reworked the entire intro.
Oh, my God.
So I took that and I used that as the intro to my episode about engagement, using AI to help me recraft. It would take me weeks to write that out.
Yeah.
Right? Weeks. Right? And it took a millisecond. It was just like, boom, there it is. I'm like, what is this craziness? It's just insane. I love it, though. It makes me think. It makes me smile, because I'll bring my wife, Jen, down and I'll show her how it works. And she's just like, she's like, well, do this. Ask it to do this. And it, boom, there it is. She's like, what is going on? This is like next level. It just plays with your head a little bit. So I love it.
Do you remember, and I'm pretty sure you do, because Do you remember when computers were as big as a room and they had a room pool? And now we have a computer literally in our hands.
Yeah. You have more power in your hands than what was like on the early space missions. Right? In your phone, you have more information and more power than that. So that's amazing. So we're heading down this path. I just know there's some podcasters that really struggle with AI because they feel nervous around it. I tell people when the artificial intelligence thing comes up and they're like, I'm like, think of it as assisted information instead of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's just assisting you in information that you don't have at your fingertips. It's the same as Google. Google is artificial intelligence in the sense that we're going there. We don't know the answer to a question and it's going to help us. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Just more. Right. So, yeah. So I did an episode around engagement, and I've just been seeing some great stuff happening on the podcast recently with people reaching out and finding the show and booking time in my calendar. And I'm meeting them for the first time like this on Zoom, and they're listeners of the show. And it's like so encouraging to have somebody reach out and go, hey, I liked your show, or I found your show, or whatever. When people reach out to you and leave you a message, an email, or like or share on social media, any of that, what does that mean for you as a podcaster to get some kind of feedback from your audience? What does that do?
It's amazing to me when I put out, like on Facebook or Instagram, when I put out my podcast and then I have someone that I've tagged that shares my information. I'm just like, oh, wow, you didn't have to do that. Or some, even like recently, last week, I had someone that I was on their show before, and she, once I shared on my page, she shared it on her page. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's amazing. I always appreciate it when individuals like support. And then on my podcast, I always have a question at the end of the podcast. And so I don't know who's listening to the podcast. So when I see, like recently, I said, what was your love language? I asked individuals, and I got someone to say they were physical touch. And I'm like, whoa. So I wanted to really engage with that and talk about it, because I really appreciate when individuals engage with my podcast or share, you know, my podcast when I share on my social media as well.
It's amazing. I have one of my other podcasts I do with my wife, Jen, is called the Upcycle Canada podcast. We repurpose stuff that goes to the landfill and save it from the landfill. We've been doing many episodes. It's kind of on a little bit of a hiatus because we're working through our business plan right now. But we got an email yesterday from a listener who listened to an episode from 3 years ago, and we buried at the end a little hidden word for the episode just to see if anybody would respond. And like, if you've listened this far, the secret word of the day is Adina. Email us back if you've heard this podcast and let me know the word Adina, right? And then years later, you get an email and all it says is Adina. You're like, oh yeah, somebody listened to my show. It's great. Right? I love that.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last episode, and our word last time was, do you remember what it was?
No. Now you're making me go, what?
Well, and I wish I hadn't brought it up now since you don't remember.
Oh, dang it.
It's broken stone.
That's right. Oh, okay. There you go. Right? No, it's just because I'm old. That's all. I'm really, really old. But that's right. We want to throw these little engagement tricks and stuff in there for the audience, for them to go, wait a minute, yeah, I want to participate in this. I want, you know, and the other thing too I love is just bringing in voice, the voice of your listener into the show. And I think we talked about this many times, but like using SpeakPipe or some way to get somebody to leave you a message, Pod Inbox, I believe was one at one point. But there's different ways to get voice messages from people and then bring them into your content. Let people hear their voice on your show. It's just so cool. So I've been doing new thing too this month, starting this month, just doing like the question of the month type thing for the whole month, collect the answers over the month. And then at the end of the month, do a special episode just to get everybody's feedback. So I asked you to tell me about your show, the name of your show and what's it about, and then answer the question of the month. So I'm having stuff like, do you sign up for email newsletters and do you read them? Because I have people wanting me to create an email newsletter. I've got companies trying to sell me email newsletter services. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that yet. I'm not really sure if that's where I want to go, if that's extra work. So I want to hear from the listeners. Do you actually read them? And so far, it's like 50-50 split. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. So every month, I'm going to do a question of the month. I got one working on, two coming up. Do you read the show notes for the podcast, or do you just listen? Questions like that, I'd love to hear that from a listener going, like for me, when I listen to like your show back to back to back, my phone is in my pocket. I'm not looking at your show notes. I'm just listening to you. I love your show. I just come for your show. So yeah. I don't need any information really, unless there's a link to a book or something to send me there. Great. But really, my phone's in my pocket. I'm not looking at it. So I'm not reading your show notes to decide whether to press play. I love your podcast. I'm pressing play anyway.
Yeah.
So for me, show notes for a podcast I love, I really don't look at them. So what are your thoughts?
No, I agree. I've heard other podcasters say that individuals don't look at their notes, even when they put detailed notes in there. But about the email list, that was one of the major takeaways from PodFest, is they were saying, because Spotify or, you know, Apple Podcast or all these podcast agencies own that part, if you have an email list, that's yours. So you can disseminate information because you really own that list. So that was one of the major takeaways that they were saying at PodFest.
So do you have that in place for your show? An email newsletter? Okay. See, now I got you back for the broken stones, right? There we go. We're even now. Okay, but are you thinking about doing that for your show?
I've seen other people using that very often. I've seen it because I'm on quite a few lists now. And I do. I browse. I peruse them. I mean, so I do kind of go through and look at, okay, what's on the, you know, what are they sending me and what, you know, what engagement they're looking for. So I think it's a valuable information. I just don't think it works for my podcast at this stage.
Okay.
Yeah. I think once it grows, though, I think that will be helpful once it grows. But at this stage, I don't think it's beneficial right now.
Okay. That's a valid point. That's exactly why I was asking the question. So I just, before I invest more time, again, you know, we're busy people and we're doing this podcast thing, not as a full-time career, really. We have other things going on. So if I'm going to sign up and do email newsletters, something else has to come off my calendar to make room for that. Time is my enemy at this point. So so before I jump into that and commit to it on a long-term basis for my audience, I need to know if there's any value to the listener. And right now, again, it's 50-50. So I'm kind of like in between there trying to figure this all out. So
yeah,
your feedback is great. I love it. But that's, again, asking your audience for feedback. It's part of engagement, right? Mm-hmm. Giving them a reason, like you have a question at the end of your podcast, giving them a reason to engage with you. Even if you only hear from a fraction of your audience, at least you're putting it out there, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think, like you said, if you like someone's podcast, what I find myself doing is once someone comes to my recognition or I understand, okay, I get connected with someone, then I usually binge all their episodes if I haven't known about them before. So that's why I think it's important for you to continue to podcast, and people will find you when they find you, to not fret over when individuals find you. You just have to have the podcast in queue, so when they do find you, they can get the overload and they can binge.
Yeah. And like, so for right now, we're recording what will be my 318th episode of How to Podcast series with you today. So I've found some people have reached out to me. They're like, Dave, I found your show. And I went back to episode one. And I'm like, wow. And they're like, I'm on episode 60 and I'm working my way up. And I'm like, hokey. Wow. That's a lot of listening to do to catch up to the, because I'm doing three a week right now, three episodes a week. So there's more episodes coming than they're listening to at this point. So have you ever found a podcast like that and you fell in love with it and went back to the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was saying. That one podcast, she had been doing podcasting for 4 years. So I literally could hear her growth during the whole entire process. So now I'm caught up for the, you know, full 4 years now. And I just, you know, I continue to listen. Now I'm caught up and I'm annoyed because I'm like, I really wanted to hear it on a loop. I like to binge.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know, I may wait the whole week to get two episodes and listen to them at the same time. But one thing I do is I listen to everything fast, too, because I cannot listen to YouTube or anything regular speed. My husband got me. I'm ruined.
Your brain is going super fast. So I'm talking really, really slow for you right now. And you're like, Dave, speed it up. Come on.
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen when I'm talking to individuals, because that's the fun part about it. That's engagement. But when I'm just listening, I have to listen to it at 1.50 or 1.75.
I've heard people listen at like three times the speed. And I'm like, that's like chipmunk. Really fast. I'm like, no way. I couldn't even understand what they're saying.
Yeah. That's impossible. It's crazy.
I love it. Okay, so what's some other engagement ideas that we can share with people that you've tried? Maybe you've tried and it didn't work, or you've tried and it's worked. Let's talk engagement. What else are you doing to engage with your audience?
Well, one thing we did for our YouTube channel, and that's Nick and Adina on YouTube. One thing we did was if someone, like the first person that left a message, we would give them a shout out the next time. So we did shout outs. Yeah. We also did, you know, someone gave us a tip or said something. So that was one thing. We also had a series, Ask Nick and Adina. So they could ask us a question on marriage, because our YouTube channel is marriage coaching. And so that's one of the things I want to do with Black Butterfly, Black Pearls, my podcast with my partner, because we've been friends for over 45 years. So if friends are having difficulty, they can ask us a question. So I'm going to start a series, Ask Adina and Bridget.
Oh, nice. Okay. And is that going to be adjacent to the podcast or within the podcast?
Within the podcast.
Okay.
It's going to be. So if they do engage and ask us a question, we'll answer the question at the end of the episodes.
Nice. That'll help with your engagement.
Yeah.
I love it. The whole idea around social media and podcasting, I'm hearing some people exiting from social media where they're not getting a great return on their investment of time. They spend a lot of time on Facebook and doesn't always translate to a listening audience for your podcast. And people are saying, you know what, I'm going to focus my attention more on something different. Part of what I do, anytime I meet with someone who listens to my show, right out of the gate, first question I ask, how did you find my podcast? How did we make this happen? And if they tell me whatever the answer that they give me, that's what I want to do more of. So I've had people tell me they found me on Apple. I'm like, wow, that's interesting, because that's not always a good search option for people on Apple or Spotify. It's like people typically say that's not the great search engine to find a podcast. I'm like, okay. I've had people say they found me on Google, different shows they've heard me on, whatever. And so, again, I always want to ask, because if I spend, say, 10 hours a week on Facebook doing all this promoting, posting on Facebook, and nobody ever tells me, Adina, that they've ever heard about my show on Facebook, but they have heard about me on Instagram, and I spend no time on Instagram, maybe I should do more Instagram. Because I'm getting feedback from people saying that's where I am. So I don't know, for you, is there social sites that you're on more often where your audience seems to be? Like, what's your experience?
I'm on Facebook mostly. I do put our episodes on Instagram. I haven't done the last couple of weeks because I'm trying to see the difference between Facebook and if it increases engagement. But I have noticed since I haven't put it on Instagram, there has been a bit of a lull in engagement and people listening.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. All right. Have you ever polled your audience to kind of find out where they are on social media at all?
Well, on Spotify, they show you like where individuals are. So I don't know if it's word of mouth or it's because I've been on other shows or what it is, but I don't know yet. So okay. I haven't asked the question on my podcast, which that could be interesting, but I'm just really trying to get engagement from the questions that I'm asking at the end.
What about increasing your engagement through advertising your podcast, whether on other podcasts, being a guest like you're doing right now? What are you doing, any type of things to promote your podcast at all and bring promotion to it?
Yeah, actually, January, I went on 10 different podcasts. February, I went on 30.
Wow.
Yeah. And so March, I kind of slowed it down because I wanted to see if there was any engagement or anything improve. And then now it's April.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of engagement from that. So I'm trying to go to the next step. So, okay, what else is it to do other than getting on other podcasts? Because when you get on 30 podcasts in a month, it's like something should shake loose, right?
Well, I did before we jumped on today. I did a quick Google search on your name. And I also did a YouTube search on your name. And everything's showing. Like, you can see you're busy. It's all coming up in the results. So that part's working.
Yeah.
So it's, again, I guess just... There's so many people who don't know about this show. There's so many people who don't know about your show. It's kind of, how do we get that out there? So, yeah, I'm open to ideas that you're thinking about, too, because I want to promote the podcast as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to reach more people. So I'm kind of playing in the space, too. So any kind of words of wisdom you have, you're a very thoughtful person. So I know you think about this, but is there anything you're kind of planning for your show?
I even got on a person that's on a nationally syndicated radio show, and when I got on his YouTube channel, there were like 3,600 views for the video. No one came to my channel. And my husband goes, "Well, how often do you go to other people's channel when you hear about them on a podcast that you like?" I always go. I immediately go when I hear someone, I'm like, oh, let me check that person out. Let me check their Instagram. And that's how I get a lot of my podcasts, because then I'll start binge listening because they've already been podcasting for a while and I'm just learning about them. But no engagement from that. That's so odd.
Okay. So do you think there's an answer? Like, what do you think? What do we have to do?
I think we have to keep working. I think we have to keep at our craft, keep doing what we love to do, and keep getting out there. I think eventually it will happen. I just think we have to be consistent. I think consistency is the key, because you don't want to go out and finally get that person that gets you to other people, and then you have nothing to show. You don't have any episodes in queue. So I think we have to just keep going.
Yeah, keep going. And I guess the other part of it is, I'm going to be doing a series here on how to podcast about growing your podcast. And one of the things I'm working on right now, sneak peek, is that when we look at our numbers for our podcast, we might see that we have 50 listeners, for example, for an episode. Now, are those 50 people that have come back? Or is that 25 people that are new and 25 people that have come back, meaning 25 people have left the podcast? Yep. They're not coming back? So maybe we don't have a growth problem. Maybe we have a retention problem.
But good point.
Keeping them, right? So if, for example, let's make it extreme. If every month, every episode, you have 50 listeners, what if every episode, those are 50 brand new listeners that are there for one episode, and then they never come back? And then the next episode, a new 50 people come in.
Wow.
You actually you're doing really well for attracting new people. What we're not doing maybe is keeping them.
Yeah.
So, because that 50 adding up over and over and over and over, your podcast is just going to expand like crazy.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a part of this where we're not focusing on retention.
That's a good point. Wow. Yeah. You say you learn from me. I'm learning so much from you today. Good grief.
Right? So maybe that's part of our problem. Maybe you don't have a growth problem. Maybe you have a retention problem. So then what is it about, why would people leave your show? Because they're not going to tell you, most likely. The random person might leave you a nasty review of something they didn't like, but really doesn't come from the best source.
No.
Right? That's not constructive to help you get better. So silently, people just leave your show. And you're like, well, I would love to know what didn't serve you in the content or the length of the podcast or the style of the podcast. What was it that didn't keep your attention so that I can fix it for the other people that listen? I'd love to know that, right? So how do you even find those people to ask that question?
You know, I think it's going to be important that we like the engagement at the end. Well, because it says at the end of every podcast, how did you like this podcast? What did you feel about this podcast? But I think it needs to be more, I guess, specific in saying, what would you like for this podcast to share with you? What information are you really interested in having based on this podcast? You know, where would you like us to go? What would you like for us to give you in future episodes? So I think that engagement will help better than how did you like this podcast?
Yeah, right. Because that's kind of a, I know it's kind of like a default question you can have, but I try to change those to the content as well.
Yeah.
So ask something specific about what we just talked about so that every question seems a little different. I don't do it all the time because I should. But one of the questions I've been putting out on the end of my podcast is, what content haven't we talked about that you're waiting for me to talk about?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because then you're getting ideas from your listeners, and then built in, they're going to want to listen to that episode. So if you responded, then I'm going to say, Adina said she'd like to know more about engagement. So Adina, here's an episode about engagement. It's like, oh, they said my name. You know, like, wow, and they're answering my question. This is great.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. That's why we're going to go with the question. You know, ask us if you have a question that you want answered. And if we can answer it, that would be great. But, I mean, we can always do some research and say, hey, I didn't have an answer, but I got the research, and this is what research says, according to that.
Yeah. I talked to somebody today, and I helped them get their Buy Me a Coffee set up on their website for their donations. And I said to them, even if you don't use the money yourself, like you don't need this income coming into your podcast, small donations, $5 at a time from your listeners, then maybe repurpose that donation and donate it to a local charity.
Yeah.
But get your audience into the habit of using donating to the podcast as a form of engagement.
Yeah.
Right? Where they're like, listen to your show. And they're like, Adina, that was awesome. That was a great episode. I want to give you back value that you've given to me. I want to give you something. And you're like, well, I don't need the money because I'm fine. But don't rob me of the opportunity to bless you and give you back something because I appreciate you as a listener. And then do whatever you want with it. But just take that donation and donate it somewhere else. That's great. Yeah. But at least your audience is giving you feedback through donations, because that's pretty simple to do. And we're kind of apt to do that. We go to a restaurant, we give a tip to the waiter and the waitress and the staff. We tip our people who deliver stuff to us. It's kind of in our nature to do something nice for people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when you go into an interview and they say, do you want a glass of water? I always say yes, because they're trying to be nice in that moment. Never go, no, I don't need that. Just be nice and just accept the water. It's a gesture, right?
Yeah.
So let your audience show you love and appreciation by giving them some way to donate to your show. What you do with that after the fact, it's up to you. It'd be kind of nice at the end of the year to say, hey, everybody, through the donations to the podcast, we've raised $1,000. We've given the money to a local family that couldn't afford a holiday this year, and we've given it to them and we blessed them. So thank you for donating to the show.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like that's awesome. Right. And now I feel like I want to engage more. It's like, I want to be a part of that. I want to donate to Adina's show, knowing that she's going to donate it to someone and bless them. I want to be part of that. So let me be that. Let me do that.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect opportunity. You're right. And people feel like, oh, I'm a part of something major because I've helped a family that didn't have.
Yeah, right? It's something so simple. So that's another form of engagement that I don't think a lot of people talk about. And then some people think, well, asking for money for my podcast feels a little icky. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't want to sell. I don't want to be asking for money. Like, do I have to do that? No, you don't have to. But what if that's an untapped engagement opportunity for you? Maybe give it a try. It doesn't cost you anything to set it up on buymeacoffee.com. So set it up, put it out there, see what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
I had somebody yesterday bought me 50 coffees at $5 each. 50. 50.
Wow.
Coffees. Yeah. It just came in. An email pops up. Congratulations, 50 coffees. So what I do is I take those coffee donations and I repurpose it to other people in podcasting to bless them and say, listen, here's what it's like to get feedback. So set up your Buy Me a Coffee. Tell me what your link is so I can send you the money that people are donating to my show. I can repurpose it, send it to you so you get to see what it's like to get that.
Yeah.
So I try to be the first donation for every new podcaster I meet that sets up a Buy Me a Coffee. I want to be your first donation because I want you to see that email and go, oh, now I get it. Now I know what that feels like, right? What you do with it, it's up to you. But
right.
At least give us the opportunity, right?
Yeah, that's a valid point. That's major, you know, and you're right. I think so many times as podcasters or individuals, we don't want to make it seem like we need something or want something. I have a habit of when I go to a restaurant, I'll look for someone in the restaurant that I could buy their lunch. And it's so funny because I did that recently with this lady. She came in and she was by herself. And I just sent over, I told the server, I said, give me her bill. Don't tell her. It's anonymous. Do not say anything. And it was so funny because after this lady, I paid her bill and you could tell she was excited about it. She takes out her money and does this like, I have money, you know, it's like, and it's like, well, it's not about you having money. It's about, you know, I wanted to give this to you and I thought it was important, you know, because I think, honestly, no, many times people don't want to just go and have a meal by themselves. So I think that shows amazing, like, strength for you to just be able to say, hey, I want to go have lunch. Let me just go have lunch. You know, so many times it's like, well, if I want to go have lunch, I'll ask my son, I'll ask my daughter, I'll ask my husband. You know, I don't just go and have lunch by myself. So I'm like, you're bad for that. You should be rewarded.
I love it. And doing it with intention, right? You went in there with the intention of helping and seeing that person going, yeah, for some reason, I want to do something for this person. That's intention. That's intent. I love that.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So imagine taking the money that comes through your donations to your podcast and being able to do that more often.
Yeah. So that's right? A good opportunity, and it helps other people to be able to give as well.
And then go back to your audience and say, hey, this week, everyone, based on your donations for the last few weeks, I was able to bless this person. Here's the story. Thank you for making it the opportunity to pour into this person's life. It was because of you listening to this show that person had this experience. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to do that. So if you want to help me do more of that in the future, just use the link below and I'm just going to repurpose it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like that just makes me want to come to your podcast more, Adina. I want to be there in your community knowing that's how you're wired.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are, right? I hear it in your voice and your podcast, but now I'm seeing practical demonstration of what you do for the community through my donation to you. I'm in. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's
and that's going to increase your engagement right there.
Absolutely. And make people want to be involved for sure.
And make people stay in your podcast and not leave. Right? Remember we talked about people leaving your show?
Yeah.
If I'm listening to your show and that's how I connect with you as a podcast, I'm not leaving.
No.
Because I'm in. I'm staying. So every new listener who comes to your show is going to add on top of the people that stay.
Yeah.
So you'll see the growth that you're hoping for that you might already have.
Yeah. And that's part of having a community. I think, like we were talking about before, wanting to be involved in community of podcasting. I think that's important that, you know, and I see a lot of other podcasters, they name their podcast family, you know. Yeah. And so I think that's a good way to do it, too, to kind of give them a name.
Yeah. Taylor Swift has her Swifties, right? Once you get a community and give them a name, that's maybe use AI for that. Go into AI and say, hey, AI, what should I call my community? Here's the name of my show. And just see what they come back with. You might be surprised.
Maybe I can call my community Butterflies or Pearls. Black Butterfly, Black Pearls.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Right. I love it. So I'm interested to hear where you go with this in your content going forward, Adina, because you're a very thoughtful person. And I know you don't jump into something without thinking your way through it. But as a listener of your show, I can't wait to hear where you go with this idea or parts of this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and part of Butterflies is transformation. So I think we all have to go through a bit of a metamorphosis. Yeah. And so that's important to figure out the name and even a pearl. Pearls, you know, they come about because of some turmoil. So
in the most unlikely place, there's something beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The shell's not that great for an oyster and all that. It's like nothing appealing, but when you open it and there it is, whoa, yeah. It's beyond the outside exterior. There's something great inside.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's who we are.
That's who we are.
I love it. Great. I love it.
All right, let's get to this research. You ready for the research?
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, I know. We're talking a lot. This is great.
That's okay. Okay. So, what this is, questions to ask your partner. 101, 102 relationship questions or questions to ask your partner. And it comes from Cosmo.com.
Okay.
Oh, here's one. This is a good one. What was your first impression of me? And what do you think about me now? That's a good question to ask your partner. What is your favorite thing that we do together on a regular basis? That's a good question. Are there any boundaries we should set with each other when it comes to our space? Ooh, that's a good one. Because everybody needs me time. I know.
Right.
It's like you have to set those boundaries because if not, then the person doesn't know.
Yeah, because then we're going to be better people when we come back into relationship and back together again. We're charged up, our batteries are full because we've had some time to recharge. It's good.
Yeah. Here's another one. If you didn't have to worry about finances or work, how would you spend your time?
How would you spend your time?
Like I do now, I'm retired. So I'm at the school all the time. I'm at my kids' school. I was there last Wednesday. And because I have two teachers that I work with. And I think all parents should help and support the classrooms because I feel like teachers should not have to leave their classroom or get someone else to watch their classroom while they go downstairs and get copies. So I'll fill in for the teachers and I'm like, oh, I'll run and get your copies for you. Or I'll grade papers. So I have one class, I ended up grading her papers, but she waits to the last minute because I've been telling her all year, I'm here, let me do something, let me help you out. And I think people are skeptical oftentimes. And so she finally was like, I have papers for you to grade. Can you please come by? Because I'm always texting, hey, do you need me this week? Because if not, I'll go to the other teacher. So they both needed me on Wednesday. So I went Wednesday and Friday because I do have the time. I'm not working. I'm retired. And that's important to me to give those teachers a break and give them an opportunity to help them out. So that's what I did. That's what I do.
Nice. I think that's what I would do too. More volunteer work. More looking for ways that I can help my community. If I didn't have to go to my 9-to-5 or do my job stuff, I'd love to be out there just donating time or helping wherever I can. That's really what I'd love to have, is that independence to help.
Yeah, I also volunteer for AARP.
Nice.
So I do that a couple times a week. In fact, we were out there last Saturday and there was for the city, they were doing like a fishing tournament for seniors. And so I took my kids and my nephew out there so they can help out. I think it's important for the entire family to volunteer, to give back. And so my son, it was so cute because my son, there was this one lady, she was an amputee and she was trying to get somewhere, but it was like, it was a playground as well. So it had the walkway area, but it had a playground and he's standing there with her. And I said, okay, son, you can help her get where she's going, but don't babysit this one person. Because he's like, well, they're going to run her over. And I'm like, I know, son, but it's okay. You can't babysit her. I'm sorry. Right. We have other seniors to help.
Right.
So yeah, volunteer is important. So that's what I do.
It's good. Awesome. I love it. I love when you bring these up. I love having a research person on the podcast because and every time you bring stuff up, it makes me think. And I love it. So again, can you give me the link to this, where you got this information from, that I could put it in the show notes as well?
Yep. This is Cosmo.com. And it is 102 relationships questions to ask your partner.
Awesome. Perfect. I'll put a link to that so people can read along as they're listening to the show and share these questions with their partner as well.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You always have questions like this. So I think it's important to do. My husband and I, we just celebrated our 24-year wedding anniversary, and we've been together 27 years. So we still ask each other these questions. We always get like 102 questions from wherever. We've had them for years. I know one time we were driving from, I think it was Missouri. We were driving from Missouri because my oldest son, he graduated from boot camp. And we could not find a rest area, so we literally had to drive all night. We have like 15 people in the van. And so we just stayed out with each other and we were asking those questions because I think it's important to still ask the questions.
Yeah. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Right?
If you ask the right questions, you learn something new every day. I love it. Amazing. So, Adina, before we go, again, we had you for a long time today. I really appreciate you making time. You're going to come back again, right, to get to that 5 magic number for guest co-host appearances. So we're working on that. But for those that are, again, hearing your voice for the first time, such a great person to have on the podcast. Where is your show again? And maybe what's coming up next for your podcast? Give a sneak peek.
Yeah, on my podcast, what we do is pop culture and then we do research. So a lot of times we'll look at individuals in pop culture as case studies. And so we kind of like pick apart their behavior sometime and not necessarily diagnose them, but kind of learn from what they're going through, kind of learn what not to do, unfortunately. So that's one of the things we're doing. We're going to look at, I know there's a whole situation with a rapper called Puffy. So we're going to look at his situation and what's going on with him right now and how things have caught up with him. And we also, of course, always bring your research. And that's Black Butterfly, Black Pearls. And that's everywhere you get your podcasts.
Beautiful. I love it. Amazing. Thank you for making time to be back. I hope to see lots of engagement coming to you as we'll be coming onto the show and as you reach out to your audience. And I'm looking forward to support you and keep listening. So I love your podcast. I love what you do. And again, thank you for making time to be here on the How to Podcast series to encourage everyone else listening to get out there and start their show. Thank you, Adina. It's awesome.
Yes. Thank you for having me again.
Hey, thanks for being here on the How to Podcast series. Glad to have you on the show with us listening in. And hope they're finding value in the podcast. I hope they're finding something that helps you with your show, helps you with the tools and the information from these amazing guest co-host, through our Daily Daves and these solo episodes. The variety of what we're doing here on the podcast is all designed for you so that you can get the tools you need to create your podcast and keep going with your show. That's why we're here. That's why I'm doing this. And I'm glad you're here finding value in this. If you would like to do a little bit more than just be a listener, if you want to do community with podcasters, we have a thing called our meetup on meetup.com. You can come find us and there'll be a link on our website at howtopodcast.ca, and you can come and join in on our meetup. Instead of just being a listener, you could actually participate and come in and join other podcasters, just like you, at your stage, at your level, where you're at right now. And then other podcasters who are maybe a little further down the road, who can learn from you, and you can learn from them. And we host these meetups on a regular basis. Again, go to howtopodcast.ca and you'll find all the information there. We'd love for you to come join us at our next meetup. The only thing we need at our next meetup is you. You're the only thing missing from all of this. So consider joining our meetups. Again, they're totally free on a regular basis, all through howtopodcast.ca. And I'd love to hear more from you about your podcast as well. There's a SpeakPipe link on howtopodcast.ca. Leave a message. I'd love to hear about you and your show and how we can work together to get your message into the world. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing the show with another podcaster that you're like, hey, I think you'd really like this episode. Go ahead, share the episode, and let's get more podcasters on the mic. Thanks for listening.